This is the Action Movie Guys Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your hosts of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, Alex and Nate.
Welcome everyone to a brand new episode, episode 35, First Blood 1982 of the Action Movie Podcast. I'm your host, Alex Figueroa. My co-host is
Nate from Nateflix Reviews.
We finally made it to a brand new franchise. Now we're going to start the John Rambo franchise. Now, this was my favorite franchise, okay?
Yes.
So I've been dying to get into this one. This and the 007s, but we're going to tackle those throughout the year. But, Nate, we got the Rotten Tomato scores. Right?
Yeah, we do.
We got tons of box office numbers here, which you're going to be guessing soon. But for those of you that are watching us on YouTube, please hit that like button if you enjoyed the video. Please hit the notification bell so every time new videos drop during the week, you guys will be notified. But of course, I'm going to give you guys the categories we based our movie reviews on. And they are lead character, main villain, action scenes, storyline, overall, total points. And there you have it. So, Nate, what is your guess? How much did First Blood make?
Okay, now, I've been getting pretty close on these guesses. I will say lately I've been within $6 or $7 million every time, which is very good when you're talking about big movies, right? This came out in, and that's why I asked, this, you said 1982, right?
Yeah.
Okay, 1982, movies didn't make, I mean, they made a lot back then, but, you know, $100 million back then would have been equivalent to like $500 million now. So I don't think this hit that. And again, I only guess U.S., it was successful because they made sequels. I'm going to say $40 million. I think this made $40 million because $40 million in 82 is a big number and a successful movie.
All right, so here we have it. First Blood, box office numbers from 1982. Domestic came out a whopping $47,212,904. Nate, you were $7 million off.
Okay,
that's not bad, dude. Right, so
that's pretty good.
Yeah, it's not bad.
I almost said 45, but I was like, let me go low. See, I did the I went lower, like Price is Right style.
No, that's that good. International, $78 million.
Whoa.
Worldwide total of $125,212,904 on a budget of $15 million.
Jeepers creepers. So this is big time success. And that's weird to have that kind of foreign box office back then.
Yeah, no, no, this is a big hit at 1982. But there was a lot of problems with the movies where Stallone, I think supposedly he brought back all the movies and he needed to edit it himself. But
he's one of those.
One of those guys.
But he did one of those Edward Norton moves. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, but hey, we made a lot of money. It was very successful. How did it fare with the critics? I know everybody wants to know, right? So, now you get to guess the Rotten Tomatoes score. Critic, and then audience.
All right, critic, First Blood, I'm going to give it a 94.
94, okay.
Audience score, 89.
89, all right. So, this is only the second time this has ever happened. And by this, I
mean... Don't tell me it's the critic, same score before.
The critics and the audience have the same exact score.
Damn it.
They both have the same number. Now, your audience score was closer to the both of the scores. This has an 85% from both critics and audience. So it's very high either way, especially for an action film of this, you know, this type of movie. Critics loved it. Audiences really enjoy it. And it made a lot of money. So this just sounds like a successful film as a whole.
Yeah, so you know what? Who cares about those Rotten Tomato scores? We are here for our scores and what we really think about this movie. Watching it for like the 100th time for myself, and I don't know how many times Nate watched it. How many times you watched it?
I've seen it a few. I don't know. I didn't keep count. It's not definitely not as much as you.
Yeah.
But you know, I think it's interesting because you love this franchise.
Yeah.
Me and you are. This was like Terminator for me, where I love the Terminator franchise, and you're like, it's okay. Vice versa here. This is not a franchise that I was always really into. So this is going to be fun to rewatch these movies because I don't watch them very often, to be honest. So I'm just okay on Rambo overall, but we'll see. Maybe that'll change now that I'm rewatching them.
All right, so there you have it. So let's get right into the scores. First topic. Yeah. I mean, first category, lead character, Nate. John Rambo.
John Rambo. The second time, we're second consecutive movie series where the main guy's named John. And also the third overall because we had John Connor in Terminator. Not John sure. is a very popular name for a hero. Listen, Sylvester Stallone. This is post-Rocky. So he, you know, he had already made Rocky. He had already made a name for himself. He is established, right? He's awesome in this movie. Not going to lie. Sylvester Stallone, very awesome in this movie. I love his character. He's like, honestly, he's just like, I don't want to be bothered, man. I'm just trying to walk through this town and get a hamburger. He was like me. He was me. He's hungry. And he's walking. That's what I do. I walk and I get hungry. So, you know, this was, I could relate. I could relate. My dude was hungry. Just want to be left alone. And these guys would not leave him alone. And then when he got pushed, he said, okay. Going to the woods? Okay. You're going to see what I know about the woods. 5 out of 5. It's a great character. He's a great character. He has a tortured past. They give you the little flashbacks into his, you know, into his past in Vietnam.
Yeah.
Just little flashbacks when he had a mustache. It was awesome. And he's like, you could tell he's tortured by what he saw and what he went through there. But also he's not trying to like kill these people. He's never, he doesn't even kill anyone in this movie. The guy dies in the helicopter. It's not really his fault. I mean, he threw a rock at the helicopter, but the guy fell. But he didn't murder him. You know what I mean? So yeah. I really like this. I think he's a great character. 5 out of 5.
Yeah, look, in terms of Sylvester Stallone as John Rambo, you know, it's funny. This movie is just like John Wick. It is the drama version of the Rambos. Because it, none of the Rambos is going to come back like this, where it's all drama-based, where John Rambo is, like, serious.
It's more
serious.
Of a character study.
Yeah, it is a very... character development, like giving you the whole character itself. I gave it a 5. I thought he was really good. And you're right. I mean, he went there. And he wanted all he wanted was eggs and ham. And the guy didn't want to give him the eggs and ham. He pushed him. I mean, even they were spraying him butt naked with like a fire hose. And he just started to get like memories of Vietnam when he was getting tortured by the vets or, you know.
Yeah.
And it was over from there, man. He just snapped and it was... Nothing you can do with those with that. So I gave him a 5. Main villain, the sheriff.
That's you.
Yeah. The sheriff, you know, I wasn't too crazy with him. I mean, he was good. He knows how to push people to the edge. I gave him a 3. I gave him a good. He tries to go toe-to-toe with Rambo, even when he grabbed them in the woods and he goes, don't push it. You know, leave it alone. And then, you know, he was like, you know, leave it alone. Don't push it. And then he kept pushing it. And then all of a sudden he got all chicken shit. And then he ran to get the shotguns. But he really didn't do nothing against Stallone much. So I gave him a 3. He wasn't a villain. He was just so I gave him a 3.
Okay. I'm going to disagree a little bit. Not a lot, but a little bit. Because I liked him. And I know Brian Dennehy is the actor. Right. Brian Dennehy is, in this movie, he is a grade A, top of the line prick. Like, this guy makes you angry at him right away. Like, right away. He shows up in the cop car, and you're already annoyed. You're like, he just looks annoying. Then he starts talking with him. He's like, hey, man, get in. Denny's annoyed. Then, as soon as Stallone starts walking in, he's so mad, he reverses the car. I was like, I hate this guy. I already hate this character, and I think that's a tribute to the character because he's so annoying. And you're right. In regards to physicality, he got no shot against John Rambo. It's not, you know, John Rambo can go against 1,000 guys. He got no chance. But I hated his guts so much that I have to give him credit for being a good villain in that regard. So I gave him a 4. If he was actually tough and could go like mano a mano with him, maybe it'd be more. But since he's not, and he's just like a ultimate douchebag, I give him at least a 4. I liked him. I thought Denny was really good in this.
Yeah. All right, here we go. Action scenes. Okay.
Action. Now, this, I've only ever seen part 2 and part 3 one time each, and it was a while ago. So, but from what I remember, every other movie has way more action than this one. This one has some action. And it's very well done. The action scenes are well done. the helicopter, you know, scene in the, when the helicopter's kind of low and they're shooting at him when he's down at the bottom. There's the chase when he's on the dirt bike. Mm-hmm. It's not really a motorcycle. It's kind of like, it's like a dirt bike. And the cop car comes like flying over the thing. There's plenty of gun shooting, but mostly it's like him hiding and surviving in the woods more so than like big time action scenes. Like there's some fights, there's some gunplay, there's some chases, but it's all very well executed. I feel like there was just enough action. I gave it a 4. Mostly for quality over quantity. You know, I think it was well done. It was well shot. It looked good. I believe Stallone as that character being able to do what he does. He was climbing on mountains. He's running through woods. He could fight all these cops in the jail. He can ride a dirt. Like I enjoyed it. So I gave it a 4.
Yeah. Look, in terms of action, it's not like that typical action movie where it's him against 20,000, I mean like Rambo 3 or Rambo 4 or 5 or, you know, any other action movies where you just see this one dude going against. This one is more him and using his survivability, I guess it's called. Like, right, his his survival instinct that he learned during the Army was he a Navy SEAL, I believe he was?
I think he's a Green Beret.
A Green Beret, yeah. So everything that he learned from that, you see it come to light. So that's a different type of... That's like guerrilla warfare. I think that's what they called it, right? In this movie, guerrilla warfare. So I agree with you. I gave it a 4 also because of that aspect, him using the woods as his tool of defense, you know, against those people. Storyline.
Yeah.
Storyline, look, this story is really good. It's not over complicated. It's a simple thing. He goes to this town. He went to visit his friends. He also, like, he found out his friend died. He also, you know, he wants to get out of the town. He wants to get something to eat. The sheriff comes, pushes him over the edge, and then there you go. You know what I mean? Like, it's not, like, this complicated thing. So, I gave it a 5. I like the storyline very much in this movie.
Yeah, I liked it as well. I agree. It is simple. This is, like, a simple tale of a guy who doesn't want to be bothered that keeps getting bothered, essentially. And then you get into some backstory with him as a character film, like, you know, just as far as his character and everything. I do really enjoy it. But the only thing that keeps it from a 5 for me is the fact that it's a little, at times, a little bit like, what's the word? Not over the top. It's unbelievable at times. You know what I mean? Like, the cops are so overly aggressive for no reason early on that, and I get it. This is based on a book. That's probably how it was in the book. And I could get one cop, you know, like Dennehy's character being like, but like every single cop that works there is like the biggest just a-hole that there is. And that kind of stuff annoyed me, but I think it's a very, very good story. I gave it a 4 out of 5.
Okay. Overall.
Yeah. Overall. This is a very good movie. This is not like one of my, again, it's not one of my favorite movies ever. But I have seen it a few times, and every time I watch it, I enjoy watching it. It has a great performance from Stallone. Very good acting from Stallone. Honestly, he has to act in this movie. He's an action character, but this is not a typical, he's not a superhero in this movie. You know what I mean? He's a character. He has like character traits. So I like him in this. Great acting. A good solid villain, a good solid story, good solid action, a good solid film. I give it a 4 out of 5 overall.
Yeah, look, in terms of overall, I totally enjoy this movie. I mean, I love this movie. I think this is a very good dramatic movie. Stallone at his best. I mean, honestly, I think out of the Rockies, this has to be the most acting you ever get from Stallone, besides the Rocky
Balboa. Out of the Rambos?
Yeah, I mean, not even that in terms of his whole career. I mean, this is one, I mean, this dude is like his prime here. You know what I mean? Like, people say, oh, can't act. Put on Rambo, First Blood. I mean, put First Blood on, and you're getting good stuff.
Well, Creed, he was very good in Creed.
Yeah,
in
the Creed, first he was good. Yeah, but I mean, like, this is very...
But when he was younger?
Yeah.
Rocky 1 and this 1 are, like, probably his two best dramatic performances.
Yeah, yeah, no, I totally agree. I give it a 5 overall. Nice. I think it's a great film. In terms of total points.
Total points. So for me, that is a 5 and then 4 fours. So we aren't far apart. You gave it a couple more 5s. And this is one of those movies where like people will if people came up to me and gave it those scores, you ain't going to get an argument from me. A couple things here and there saw different. It's a 21 out of a 25. I very much enjoy this film. I think it's a very good movie. It's got a good performance in the lead, good character, solid looking, well shot, great score by Jerry Goldsmith. 21 out of 25.
Yeah, look, that. I mean, those are good numbers, though. 22, yeah. 20. I mean, it's still in the almost close to the 25 range. It's nothing as bad.
I gave it nothing under a 4, so.
No, yeah. I mean, those are good scores across the board. But again, guys, let us know in the comments below. What is your... Me? I gave it a 22. Yeah.
22. Okay.
So yeah, it's close. At 1 point over. I mean, the only point was on
the villain.
Main villain.
You gave him a 3. Yeah.
Yeah. Other than that, that's pretty much it. All right, guys, let us know in the comments below, what is your review on First Blood from 1982? All your scores, leave it down below.
Yeah.
Nate, you know what to do.
Yeah, so that is, we are starting this new franchise. We will be covering the next 4 Rambo films every week. So next up, First Blood Part 2. But later this week, in continuing with our Black History Month movies, we will have Black Panther. For, you know, this is our first MCU. This is our first comic book movie, really. Like, we did 300, but that's not traditional comic, more of a graphic novel. So this is our first dip into the MCU. Or so let's see if people get upset at us after we're done. Or maybe they love us for it. I don't know. But we're going to have Black Panther later this week. So keep an eye out for that as well.
Yeah, if you want to follow us on all our social media platforms, please follow Nate over on Instagram at NateFlixReviews, or check out his podcast with him and his friends called NateFlix Movie Reviews on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Play, anywhere you listen to your podcast on. And for anything for Levels of Geeks, please follow us on Twitter, Twitch, Instagram, YouTube, Levels of Geeks across the board. Check out our website where we have all these reviews nice and organized. We have our merch for our Levels of Geeks or our Action Movie Guys t-shirts. Our
Heck
official
yeah.
t-shirts. But yes, everything is there on the website for you guys. And then, of course, other than that, if you enjoyed this video, for you that are watching on YouTube, please hit the like button. If you enjoyed this video, hit the notification bell so every time new videos are out, you guys will be notified. I'm your host, Alex Figueroa, and that is
Nate from Nateflix Reviews.
Be awesome to each other and geek out.